Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Against Oregon down the road here. But again, Ohio State, Northwestern coming up tomorrow at noon. That game is on Fox. And, you know, it's been a fun season so far. And, you know, able to, you know, get that big win at Penn State. Then they, you know, a big blowout last week against Purdue. And now all of a sudden you're looking at Northwestern and then Indiana. Wow, man. How hot is Indiana? So Indiana is next week, and that game will be at Ohio State. And then they'll wrap things up against Michigan. I team up north, whatever you want to call them. The last game of the season will be against Michigan. And we saw that most of us watched the Michigan Indiana game last week. So a lot of cool stuff going on for the Buckeyes. You know, Buckeyes obviously look like they are the favorite in this game. Of course, they're the favorite in this game. And we'll see. Wrigley Field looks awesome. Let's get more perspective on this, Jeff. We bring in super friend to the show, Tim May. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you? And Jeff is here today.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, man. It's a double whammy.
I was here last week, and you weren't.
Oh, that would be what? First time.
There's something rhymes with double whammy, but I didn't say it. I said thank you.
Well, thank you.
Kind of clammy? I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good.
All right. Give me the vibe on this game tomorrow. Like, normally I would say you're playing, you know, 4-5 team that's 2-4 in conference, and you're like, it's Northwestern. But I got a little bit of a good feeling about this because there's a little juice in the air because it's at Wrigley. Am I right, wrong, or whatever?
I got you.
yeah.
It's no, thought, isn't there a Wrigley? Yeah, wasn't there a Wrigley juicy fruit?
Yeah.
Juicy fruit. There you go.
Yeah.
I see where you went there.
This game's a little Wrigley juicier. Yes.
Juicy fruit gum. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd much rather be going to this game and having it being played at Wrigley than having it be played in that 50,000-seat temporary stadium they had the earlier part of the season before Wrigley came open in the playoffs. You saw that coming. But but I digress. Yeah, I've never been to Wrigley Field in my life. I've been by it, but I've never been in it. So I'm 70. I'm a sports writer. I can wipe that one off my, whatever you call it, my checkbook. My checklist.
Bucket list.
There I get my analogies mixed up now, man. I'm telling you. You got to watch out. Take two and throw to right or something like that. Go ahead now.
That's funny. Yeah, I have a question, big picture college football. You know, Will Howard comes in this year, you know, as a grad transfer and takes a step up. You know, and comes to a school like Ohio State. Do you think the norm is going to be, Tim, that colleges bring in freshman quarterbacks and develop them and they end up being there long term? Or is the norm going to become, hey, what quarterback can we bring in for a year or two to be the quarterback of this program?
Depends on where you are in your program progression, your college football program progression, because, bottom line is, Nebraska could take a chance with Dylan Raiola this year as a freshman quarterback, a guy who everybody believes has got all the right stuff. You know, he's I don't think he's playing tomorrow because he's gotten banged up and things. Plus, Nebraska and Matt Rhule are in a little bit of a panic attack right now. I think they've got Dana Holgorsen running their offense now, so they fired their offensive coordinator. But I digress. Bottom line is it depends on where you are. Are you just a quarterback away from having a hell of a team, or are you quite a few players away from having a hell of a team and y'all can all grow together? You know, the big challenge now is not just the roundup of college freshmen, but then keeping them for another 2 or 3 years,
right,
when they start playing pretty well and others start sniffing, even though, you know, there's who knows what the rules are in college football anymore when it comes to basically collusion or what is the word when you in pro football or pro baseball, when you delve into whether a guy's going to be interested in you before the deadline or before that
tampering.
Season is opening.
Tampering. Yeah.
Who knows what tampering even is in college football anymore? But long story short, who knows? I mean, I think everything's going to run its cycle. But if you can get a guy from a, quote, lesser program, end quote, who's truly proven himself as being capable of playing on the big stage and has 2 or 3 years under his belt, and like I said, you're a contender, why wouldn't you go for that? And that's what you're going to see people do. That's what you're seeing. You're going to see the big teams do. Let's put it that way. I mean, Ohio State's kind of lucking out from a timing standpoint because Will Howard had 1 year of eligibility left, and he's playing it. And then next year, you know, in the spring, we're going to hear about a battle between Devin Brown and Julian Sayin, if both of them are still around. But you got to believe Julian Sayin is going to get a hell of a shot in the spring to prove he is the quarterback of the future. And then they've got a kid, Octavian St. Clair, coming in from Bell Fountain, who's one of the top quarterbacks in the 2025 class, if not the best. And he's going to be in for spring, I do believe. So, you know, it's the old saying is wait until after spring and see who's still around, you know?
You think it's weird for coaches now? I mean, because you used to bring a guy in and just sit on him, right? And then we'll give him 2 years at the end, and you didn't have to worry about
change now.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to worry about recruiting your own players. Like, that's priority one for these coaches now.
Well, but you still got to worry about recruiting one way or the other. I mean, you know, everybody's going to have, in 5 years, everybody's going to have revenue sharing. You know, obviously it's going to be part and parcel to being a college football player, and most of the big time programs are going to have comparable NIL opportunities. And we'll see where the NIL stuff goes here in the next couple of years, whether there'll be some kind of way to get some policing on that in one form or fashion. Hmm. But you're still going to be recruiting, whether it's high school players or current college players. It's just the recruiting scope has changed immensely. That's what the big difference is.
Tim, let's talk about improvements Ohio State can make as they, you know, go down the stretch run of the regular season. What more can you say about the defense? They haven't given up a touchdown since Nebraska, right?
Right. I mean, I asked Ryan Day after practice on Wednesday, how do you challenge this defense this week? You know,
good question.
Well, no, because they're number one in the nation in total defense right now. Now, that's a lot of that's based on some, you know, not exactly a house of bricks that they've gone against. You know, depending on how you define the word bricks, but the bottom line is they are number one in total defense, and they're number two in defense against the score, giving up scores. You know, the defense hasn't given up a touchdown in two games now because the pick six is how Penn State scored its touchdown 2 weeks ago. So yeah, and he said basically, this is November. This is when you start playing as hard as you can play. And he's right. I mean, there's in their mind, you know, the playoffs really for Ohio State started, as far as they're concerned,
Penn State.
When they came back from the Oregon game 2 weeks later and played Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And because to get to where they want to go, first of all, is Indianapolis. They haven't been in the Big Ten championship game since 2020. Go to Indianapolis and win a Big Ten championship for the first time in 4 years, and then move on from there. Because you know, of course, if you win the Big Ten championship, you get the automatic bye in the college football playoff, the first ever 12-team college football playoff. But there's motivation all across the board. Plus, you're playing Northwestern, and you have a chance to show out a little bit, right? And then number two, you're playing them in Wrigley Field. Are you kidding me? That's pretty cool. You'll be able to tell your grandkids about that.
That's right.
So, and I'll be able to tell my grandkids, matter of fact, my two grandsons, Grandpa was at Wrigley Field. How was the baseball game, Dad? Well, I watched the football game. But then I'll have to remind everybody, fellas, this is where Dale Sayers did half of his running as an NFL player, because the Bears played in Wrigley Field up until 1970, from 1921 to 1970, 50 seasons. The first 50 of their existence were played in Wrigley Field. It's where he set numerous records, the Kansas Comet. And so did Dick Butkus played there. So, you know, it has some football history. You just got to look back a ways.
Tim, I have a question. Andy and I were talking about this earlier. There's an alleged fight, boxing match, Jake Paul, who's from here, against Mike Tyson, who's 58 years old.
Who lived here for
coming up this weekend. Are these things as insane as we think they are, and the fact that people are paying for it and they're making a lot of money on these things as insane as we think?
Jake Paul is from there, and Mike Tyson, who's from yesteryear.
Many yesteryears.
I mean, I covered the Tyson Douglas fight in Tokyo.
Did
when
you?
When the fall off really started for Mike Tyson.
Was Don with you? Was DeBerry with you, by the way, on that trip? Why do I think he was? Okay.
No, nobody from Columbus was with me except me.
Just you. Huh?
Well,
okay.
And the Buster Douglas, like, 9-person entourage.
Yes.
But, But, you know, that's kind of where Tyson's fall off really started. And it never was the same after that fight in so many respects. But it's intriguing. Because what I've always told people about Mike Tyson, I followed him into the ring one time because Buster Douglas followed a bunch of his undercards back in Vegas and stuff like that. And I walked in behind him going into it was in the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is right next to it was the Hilton then. Now it's the Westgate. You know, before that, it was where, Elvis Presley was ensconced for several years, you know, the International and then the Hilton. But the point is they had this really nice arena inside the convention center, and I followed him in on the night he fought Frank Bruno, and just I wanted to get a feel for the electricity. I'm telling you, big time sports stars, they're different, man. There's an electricity around them, and it was stunning what people, you could just feel what people thought was walking into that ring was a guy that could literally kill somebody if he hit him too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could sense the all respect, fear, whatever you want to call it, as you walk in behind him there of people. He's still got the ability to throw that uppercut. He was built to throw the uppercut like no boxer before or since. The question is, will he be able to step in there and throw the uppercut? What they're fighting, they're having what, 2-minute rounds? And how many rounds is it, like 8? Or I can't remember what the numbers are.
It's certainly it's a different format. I know that.
Yeah, the two-minute round really helps him a lot. But man, you just can't
two-minute rounds.
You can work out. You can work out, but it's hard to take 30 years off your age.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's true. It's a good point. But you could. That's why you are Tim May. Thank you, Tim.
I would dance around. I can dance for 2 minutes. I'm telling you,
baby.
We've
seen it. We've seen it. You're eastbound and down. Goodbye, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
I'd rope-a-dope his rear end back to yesteryear. All right. See you, fellas.
Goodbye, Tim. We'll see you. Tim May. Letterman Row. Make sure you're reading him all the time. Love having him on the show. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.